Welcome back to Thyroid Strong Podcast. This is a show for women with Hashimoto's who want to work out and heal their Hashimoto's smarter, not harder, and finally feel strong, lean, and full of energy again. I'm Dr. Emily Kybird, chiropractor, functional medicine practitioner, and creator of Thyroid Strong Functional Medicine Program. If I were diagnosed with Hashimoto's today, knowing what I know now, I would do things completely different. No crash diets, no endless cardio, no supplement roulette. Today, I'm sharing exactly what I'd do if I were starting from scratch. Step by step, to lose inflammation, weight, rebuild strength, reverse my Hashimoto's symptoms in the most sustainable way possible. And this is coming from someone who is a chiropractor for the last 18 years, has a background in strength, rehab, built a seven-figure clinic in New York City, is a mom of two, and put her Hashimoto's into remission back in 2017. But let's do a little rewind. When I was first diagnosed with Hashimoto's, I tried to, let's say, hustle my way out of Hashimoto's. I underate, I overtrained, hello, double soul cycle classes 5 days a week, and I thought I could out-exercise my fatigue. And it totally backfired. I gained weight, I lost muscle mass, I felt even more exhausted than having a new baby. And when I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, it was after the birth of my firstborn, baby Elvis. It wasn't until I slowed down and worked with my body, not against it, that things changed. So here's what I would do if I was starting all over again today, from scratch. First step, step one, collect the data. I take a test, don't guess approach. You cannot change what you do not measure. So things that I would run are a full thyroid panel, TSH, free T4, free T3, reverse T3, the two antibody tests, TPO and TGAB, thyroglobulin antibodies. When I was first diagnosed, I had seen five doctors that had only run TSH and T4. No one had any idea there was the autoimmune component going on for about a year. And then my fifth doctor, which is a common story amongst the Hashi ladies, seeing multiple doctors before they find their one that diagnosed them, was like, girl, your antibodies are off the charts. So let's get to work. I'd run a salivary cortisol test to check my cortisol rhythm throughout the day, not just that one point from a blood test in the morning. So that would look like either a Dutch test or a Genova salivary cortisol test with a CAR awakening response. A GI MAPS stool test to look at my intestinal inflammation markers to see if I had SIBO, H. pylori, parasite potentially. I would look at nutrient status from a blood perspective, ferritin, vitamin D, zinc, selenium, B12. When I was first diagnosed, my vitamin D was 12. FDA says above 30, optimal ranges is really 60 to 80. I would check my blood sugar regulation, fasting insulin, fasting glucose, hemoglobin A1C. I would run a mold and mycotoxin panel on myself if there were any signs of fatigue or brain fog. And I do that for my clients now in my functional medicine practice. When there is fatigue, we're looking at sleep. Sometimes we order a sleep study. We're looking at iron, a full iron panel with ferritin. We're looking at thyroid panel. We're looking at gut, which could cause fatigue, especially after eating like H. pylori. And if there are things like a histamine response, then we are also checking for mold and mycotoxins. So those results tell you why your body is holding on to inflammation and potentially weight so that you can really target the problem, the real problem at the root cause. Before touching food or supplements, I would rebuild my foundation. So while I'm collecting data, doing the tests, and this is what I do in my one-on-one functional medicine practice, while we are gathering the data, we are rebuilding foundation. How are you eating? How are you working out? How are you sleeping? And how are you regulating your stress, your nervous system regulation, and how are you making your body feel safe? So I would prioritize sleep. Back in the day, I did not because I had a practice and a team to run and a new baby. For women, I recommend 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night, 6 hours uninterrupted, so no waking up to pee. And we want 1.5 to 2 hours of deep sleep a night. Screen free, 2 hours before you go to bed. Mouth tape, sinus opening with an intake breathing device or nasal strip to open up the septums, blue blocker glasses if you need. Other things related to sleep and foundation, morning sunlight exposure and walking the first half hour of the day, breath work, longer exhale than inhale. Maybe you tap into the Nerva app or the Your Daily Health app before meals to drop into that place of rest and digest, that parasympathetic nervous system. If your nervous system is stuck in fight or flight, your thyroid will downshift to protect you. And no thyroid medication or supplement can override that nervous system feeling of being unsafe. Okay, so such an important piece of the healing journey. For a long time, I thought nervous system regulation was bullshit. I've changed my tunes over the years. I thought just execute, execute, execute. But the more I've learned, the more I've gone on this own healing journey, nervous system regulation is very important. Next, I would stabilize my blood sugar. I would eat within 1 hour of waking. I used to eat a coffee and croissant, so very Parisian in New York City of me. And then I would not eat till dinner. And I would crash around noon to basically all day because I was not feeding myself enough. Sometimes I would fast. I would not eat and I wouldn't eat until noon because I was running to work and I was like, oh, I'm so busy. I'm too busy to eat. How many of you listening to this have said that to yourself? Change your tune, my friends. So eat within an hour of waking. There's studies that show that eating in the morning pulls your cortisol back down. So cortisol is supposed to be high in the morning, peaks 30 minutes after, and then gradually goes down as the rest of the day goes on. Cortisol is like the sun. It's supposed to wake you up. It's your motivation, your get-going hormone. Cortisol can stay high if you're not eating to help bring it back down. So I like to eat within 1 hour of waking. I eat 30 grams of protein minimum per meal, sometimes up to 50. Especially for breakfast, you are breaking your fast with breakfast. So I want to feed my muscle tissue after that overnight fast with protein. I pair carbs. Any carb I eat, I'm pairing it with a protein or fat. I like to walk 10 to 15 minutes after eating, after each meal, to help regulate my blood sugar. Stable blood sugar equates to stable cortisol. Stable cortisol equates to better thyroid hormone conversion, which then leads to easier fat loss. Okay, let me say that again. Stabilize your blood sugar, eat your protein, which helps stabilize your cortisol, your stress hormone, which then helps with thyroid hormone conversion, and then fat loss. Your gut is where your autoimmune disease begins and ends. I'll say it again. Your gut is where autoimmune disease begins and ends. So I would check myself because I was really bloated back in the day. I was tired after I ate, like 15 minutes after I ate. Knowing what I know now is like, hello, that sounds like H. pylori. I would check for H. pylori. Back then, I didn't know. I would check for SIBO. If I had lower belly bloat, like belly button down, I would check for parasites. If you're someone who eats sushi, has traveled, you know, I went to India and Nepal when I was 20. Hello, I was sick for 3 months. All 3 months I was there after eating street food. If you have pets, all those things would point to check for parasites. And then potential yeast overgrowth, some SIFO, which we talked about last episode or 2 episodes ago. Then I would follow the right order of operations for healing. Open up your drainage pathways, lymph, liver, bile, bowels. You can open up your lymph through sweating, workouts, dry brushing, stepping on a vibration plate. You can support your liver with castor oil packs and certain supplements, liver support supplements. You can get the bile flowing. The bile is what binds to fats, also binds to mold, gets squirted out from your gallbladder. You could support your bile production and flow with the phospholipid complex or TUDCA. And then bowel movements, moving your body, getting enough fiber. If fiber is aggravating you, you got to check for SIBO. Magnesium oxide at night does wonders for bowel movements in the morning. I would address gut infections that came up on that GI map. I would rebuild my digestion with digestive enzymes and stomach acid support like betaine HCL. So heal the gut, calm the immune system. You will see thyroid antibodies drop. My old workouts were like cortisol bombs. Now I work out thyroid strong style. So I do 3 to 4 workouts a week. If I do 3 workouts a week, they are full body sessions. If I do 4, it's an upper lower split. I like to range between 3 to 8 reps on the heavier side. Nice long rest breaks, like 2 to 3 minute rest breaks between sets. I like my workout to be under 35 minutes to really maintain my energy. If you are chasing sweat, you are going after the wrong thing. You do not need to be in a puddle of sweat after your workout. Yes, sweating is great for lymph, but I would be chasing muscle. You want to build muscle. Muscle is harder to maintain when you have Hashimoto's. That low thyroid function, low hormone conversion makes it way harder to keep muscle in the bone. Muscle is our metabolic engine. It is a glucose sponge. It helps improve blood sugar regulation, improves mood, supports thyroid hormone conversion. There is no downside to having too much muscle. All right, let's talk about food. Undereating is the fastest way to crash your thyroid. I used to eat, like I said, coffee and croissant for breakfast and then steak and broccoli for dinner and would go working, seeing 20 patients throughout the day for like a 12-hour day. I was probably getting, 600 calories a day. Great way to crash your thyroid. So now I eat enough protein. I eat 1 gram per pound of ideal body weight. Right now I am in a muscle building phase because I have undereaten for a long, long time. I'm actually in a reverse diet, which we will do a whole another episode on. So I'm eating about 145 grams of protein per day right now. For you, if your BMI is 30 or above, you're going to shoot for like 0.8 grams of protein per pound of ideal body weight. If your BMI is below 30, you're going to shoot for 1 gram per pound of ideal body weight. I would include healthy fats, strategic carbs, which we'll talk about in a different episode. We are more insulin sensitive in the morning. It's better to push those carbs towards the morning and then use them to build muscle in your workouts and use your carbs for muscle recovery. For fat loss, I would probably put myself in a 10% deficit unless I was under eating. Then I would get back up to maintenance and then reassess. I would try not to be in starvation mode. You cannot heal if you are chronically underfed. I see this all the time. Women eating 1,100 calories a day and they're lifting weights and they're walking and they're hanging out with their kids. They are under eating and they don't have their hunger cues. They're like, I'm not hungry, Em, because their cortisol is dysregulated. So if you address the cortisol, get them feeding and fueling properly, their hunger cues come back. They actually wake up and they're like, oh, I'm hungry. It's a great thing to come back to. Before any gut removal or mold protocol removal kill phase, we open up the following. We get you sweating daily, sauna workouts, dry brushing before showers, castor oil packs over the liver, upper right quadrant of the abdomen. We make sure you're pooping every day. We give your liver some love. So maybe it's beets, arugula, dandelion, digestive bitters, tudka, alpha-lipoic acid. We open up the drains before you detox. We open up the tubes, the pipes that things flow through before you detox. Your thyroid will thank you so much for doing this first. So when I hear people doing a mold detox and they start with binders, I almost fall out of my chair because I'm like, wow, you probably feel terrible. And they're like, yes, how did you know? I'm like, I know because I've done it. You have to open up the drainage pathways first. Once these foundations are solid, sleep, nutrition, training, gut, drainage, then I like to consider peptides as an accelerator. Peptides are not magic. You still have to lift the weights, eat the protein, unless you just want to be a smaller size of yourself. Like some people, like I did peptides, like GLP-1s, like tirzepatide or semaglutide. And now I'm just a smaller version of myself, but I'm still kind of like skinny fat. I'm not toned and defined. It's because you have to do the basics, the foundations, lift the weights, eat the protein, regulate the blood sugar. And peptides help regulate blood sugar, but they are signaling molecules that remind your body what to do when it's forgotten. They are not the magic pill. Here's how I like to think of them. GLP-1s like semaglutide, tirzepatide can help with blood sugar control, can help with appetite control because it slows the gastric emptying from the stomach. But only if protein and lifting are dialed in. Otherwise, you will lose muscle instead of fat, sometimes up to 40%. Another peptide I like to use, BPC-157 for tissue repair. Also great if you're healing from an injury or if you have gut inflammation. Thymosin alpha-1 or TB-500 for immune modulation during an autoimmune flare. Great for recovery. So I would use these strategically and always under medical supervision. But I pair every peptide phase with a macro plan, macros and calories, and a strength training program. You do not do those separate. They are done together. Because the goal is not to be smaller, it's to be stronger, toned, resilient, robust, more energy. Peptides can amplify these results, but only when the foundations are in place. So hormones are reactive, like you heard in the last episode. But when you fix your gut health, blood sugar regulation, stress, estrogen, progesterone often can rebalance in a quote-unquote natural way. I say quote-unquote because I do believe that there is power to taking HRT when indicated. So don't chase hormone numbers. Let's stabilize the systems that they respond to first. And I like to build from the ground up. That's what I've shared. Test, don't guess. Regulate the nervous system. Train hard. Fuel the body properly. Detox, and then refine with hormones and peptides to support your body. And your body will then start to trust you again. Your energy returns. Your brain fog will lift. You feel strong, lean. You feel vital, alive. So if you're starting from scratch, you want to lose weight and reverse your Hashi symptoms, remember this order. 1, test, don't guess. 2, bring safety to the body. Regulate your nervous system. 3, balance that blood sugar. No naked carbs, ladies. Heal your gut. Oftentimes, we need to use a test, don't guess approach by using a GI stool map or a more specific parasite test. Lift them heavy weights. You know I'm a big proponent of that. Harder to maintain muscle tissue with Hashimoto's, lifting weights is a non-negotiable. Eat your protein. Open your drainage pathways. Use peptides, but still do the basics. And then balance your hormones. And do it in this order, and your thyroid metabolism and your energy will line up. And if you want to see how the sequence looks like with my clients, I have a masterclass on this. It's a gut masterclass. The link is in the show notes, or you can DM me on Instagram, gutmc, and I'll send you the link. If you want this work done in a personal way, I'm going to drop a link in the show notes to jump on a call with me to see if I'm a good fit for you and you're a good fit for me to do this work over a 6-month period inside of my Thyroid Strong Functional Medicine program. This is where we dial all these, like everything I just shared, we do this with support, messaging support, so that you never fall off the bandwagon. You always know what you're doing. You're never Googling, hey, what should I do if this happens? You are supported step by step, and it is customized and it is personalized to you. So if that's interesting to you, link is in the show notes. Ladies, I will see you next week.